In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Today's Gospel reading from Luke tells us about a group of 10 lepers. They met Jesus as he entered a certain village, and they called out to him from a distance, since as lepers, they could not come close. They could not enter the town, and so they met him where they could. As they came close to him, they spoke. They said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They called out to him. They had this disease, this skin disease, and they didn't know what else to do or where else to go. And with this flash of wisdom, they came to the Lord, for they had heard of what had happened, how others had been healed, how there was hope for them, that perhaps they too could get past this disease, this physical manifestation of sin, this thing that kept them away from Jewish society and isolated from fellowship with people. And so these 10, they came to the Lord Jesus and they said the words, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He had healed others, perhaps he would heal them. And Jesus heard their plea and he had mercy on them. And he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." For though he had already determined to heal all of them, they needed to be declared clean by the priests so that they could re-enter into Jewish society. And they did as he said, and all 10 were healed. And yet only one of those 10 returned to give thanks to Christ, to the Lord. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus said, "Were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well." All 10 received physical healing, but the 9 missed out on a much greater blessing, that of being thankful. Their heart didn't have the blessing of joy that comes when we thank God. Saint Theophan has said, "For what is prayer? Prayer is the raising of the mind and the heart to God, for praise and thanksgiving and beseeching him for the good things necessary for soul and body." So that true prayer will contain more than just a request. It will have thanksgiving for what God has given us and for what he will give us when we truly trust in the Lord. And just like the one leper, we need to come to Jesus for healing and then with a heart of thanksgiving, walk away. Walk into life with that heart full of love for others, because we have loved the Lord and thanked him. What about us? What about our lives? We know what our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ has done for us. He has healed us from spiritual leprosy. He has given us forgiveness of sins. He has provided a way of salvation for us, so that when we, like the 10 lepers, cry out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us," we are asking him to heal us of this spiritual leprosy and to forgive our sins and to restore us to a right relationship with God. Saint Gregory the Theologian says of Christ Jesus our Lord, "He assumed the worse that we might receive the better. He became poor, that by his poverty we might become rich. He accepted the form of a servant that we might win back our freedom. He came down that we might be lifted up. He was tempted that through him we might conquer. He was dishonored that we might be glorified. He died that he might save us. He ascended that he might draw us who were thrown down through the fall of sin to himself. The Lord has had mercy on us. And now we have that choice. Will we be like the one, or will we be like the nine? The one was thankful and filled with gratitude, and thus experienced the joy of that thankful heart. A bad place to be is with an ungrateful heart, for the fruits of ingratitude are a complaining spirit, depression, anger, possibly envy, and all these vices. But if we find ourselves with an ungrateful heart, do not give up hope, because God can turn it around for us. All we need to do to help make these vices into virtues is to turn to God and say, thank you, Lord, fill in the blank. Thank you, the Lord, for whatever you can thank him for. And keep thinking of things that you are thankful for. And keep thanking the Lord. And that ungrateful heart will change. Why will it change? Because we will have taken our eyes off of ourselves. And we will have placed our eyes upon God. And when our eyes are upon the Lord, how could we not be thankful? How could we not realize what he's done for us? Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Thank you, Lord, for making a way for our salvation. O Lord, continue to sanctify us and prepare us for the kingdom of heaven. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.